Hey, sports fans. This is Jeff Kane, the voice of the Patriots Beat podcast here on CLNS Radio. I've got a question for you. Are you tired of spending a fortune on tickets and feeling like you got ripped off? Well, we have you covered over here at TickIQ.com for all your ticketing needs. TickIQ, T-I-Q-I-Q, is a leading ticket aggregator, providing fans a one-stop shop to browse the best deals from all ticket sites so you don't have to worry about finding the best seats for the game or concert. Get your tickets for the Patriots all season long. TickIQ.com, where you will find the best prices in the market. Use the promo code CLNS for 5% off your IQ certified or TNT tickets listing at TickIQ. That's TickIQ.com. The quest to defend more than just a championship lives right here. New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com. We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open, 929-477-2386. Regular season edition for the 2015 season of the CLNS radio program, the post-game show, which it is, 929-477-2386, is the call-in number sponsored by FanDuel. Give us a call, 929-477-2386. I am your host, Jeff Kane, at Boston Fat Guy on Twitter. Joining me tonight will be Bill Bodell and Drew Kennedy. They'll be brought on in a second here. The New England Patriots, of course, victorious after raising the banner 28-21 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Little bit of a garbage time touchdown at the very end, but we'll take it. New England Patriots improved to 1-0 on the young season. They will face the Buffalo Bills in 10 days up at the Ralph with Rex Ryan now coaching the Buffalo Bills. We'll have a lot to talk about tonight as we talk about the New England Patriots, the championship banner raising, and the game tonight against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to bring in Bill Bodell first. Bill, how you doing tonight?
Good, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing great. How'd you feel about the game tonight, my friend?
Hey, it's always good to have a win. Always good to have Patriots football back. So, you know, things we can improve on, things we did well. But, you know, first game, first week of the year. So, just happy to get the win.
Yeah, definitely happy to get the win. Tom Brady, though, huh? What a game. 25 of 32, only 7 balls hitting the ground, 288 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 of them to the big Rob Gronkowski, and 1 to Scott Chandler, the new tight end, who was brought over on a 2-year deal. From the Buffalo Bills. So great, great game by Tom Brady, and you kind of expected that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, after everything that's gone on this, you know, these past 7.5 months, knew he's going to come out firing and ready to go. Came out pissed tonight, just how everyone likes seeing Brady, and, you know, he performed just like he always does. So another great game for him, great game for Gronk.
Great game for Gronk, great game for Brady. Great game for the offensive line. What do you think about how the young players did at the offensive line? Andrews starting at center and Trey Jackson at the right guard position with Stork being put on the injured list with a designation to return. And, of course, Ryan Wendell being an inactive tonight. I thought the offensive line played very well.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. You know, I was a little worried going to the game tonight, you know, having – you know, potentially 3 rookies starting with Mason, Jackson, and Andrews. But Andrews played very well tonight. Didn't see much of Mason having Klein in there for most of the game. And Jackson played well like he did all preseason. So, you know, it was good to have a really very good young offensive line, which is going to guide them for, you know, the rest of this year and into the future. So, good to see them all step up now, which is good. It's, you know, a decent Pittsburgh defense, but no matter the circumstances, and, you know, bad weather circumstances tonight always, and, you know, no problems between Brady and Andrews, which is huge for the offense.
Definitely. Definitely great game by the offense. We're going to bring in the third member of our booth, Drew Kennedy. How you doing tonight, Drew?
I'm doing great after that win. I mean, it felt like Christmas or Halloween before I was trick-or-treating when I was a kid. Like, I was jittery. I couldn't wait for the game. A little nervous going into the game with the offensive line, maybe the secondary. But, I mean, overall, I think we pulled together pretty well.
Couldn't agree with you more as the Patriots win 28-21 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. It looks like the bend but don't break defense is back. Of course, they gave up the two touchdowns, one with 2 seconds left to go on some pretty good coverage by Malcolm Butler. Other than that, it was two field goals and a touchdown with a two-point conversion. How did you guys feel about the New England Patriots defense tonight?
Defense played all right as a whole. The run defense did not look good at all. You know, D'Angelo Williams is showing flashes back to himself from 2008. You know, Roethlisberger is one of the best in the NFL, and it's same with Antonio Brown, you know, one of the best overall receivers in the NFL and route runners. So, I mean, he's going to make plays. It's going to happen. You know, you got to do what you can to, you know, to try stopping him. I think Butler played very well against him. You know, he had 9 catches for 133 yards, and, of course, that touchdown at the end. But when you look back at it, if you're not looking at the stats itself, I think Butler played very well. Defense played pretty well as a whole. I would like to see a little bit better pass rush, but like they did during the preseason, but you know, that could come. And also, against a quarterback like Roethlisberger, that's also hard to go up against.
Drew, what you think about the defense tonight?
I mean, I would have to agree overall. I mean, I would like to see a little bit more from McCourty. I know he was a little bit earlier late, kind of a weird play late in the game. But, I mean, Butler did a pretty good job on Brown. I mean, given he is – technically, I mean, the best receiver in the league right now, fantasy wise or just, you know, skill wise. So, I mean, he has a lot of pressure coming in the season, and him covering Brown like that and limiting him, you know, to what he limited to and within the actual, you know, game minus the garbage time touchdown with 2 seconds left. I think I was pretty impressed with the secondary. Defensive line could have been a little bit better. D'Angelo Williams kind of ran all over them. I mean, if Le'Veon Bell was in there and D'Angelo Williams, I would have been a little bit more nervous. But, I mean, I think overall we kind of pulled together at the end and got the W here in Foxborough.
Definitely. Final stats of the game again. Tom Brady, 25 of 32 for 288 yards, 4 touchdowns. Your leading rusher tonight was Deion Lewis, 15 carries for 69 yards. I'm going to tell you right, guys, right now, I really like what I saw out of Deion Lewis. Save the little –
Absolutely.
Fumble. I mean, other than that fumble there, which, you know, he's got three people on him, unexcusable to fumble the ball, but still ran the ball pretty hard for 4.6 yards per carry. Julian Edelman, just this guy, he just keeps coming. He just keeps bringing it on. 11 receptions tonight, 97 yards, along of 14. Rob Gronkowski, of course, we talked about him already with the three touchdown catches, but 5 receptions, 94 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then Deion Lewis adding to his 69 yards. He also had 51 yards on 4 catches. Looked pretty good there. Amendola, 2 for 24. And the waste of space known as Brandon Bolden, that guy sucks. And I tell you right now, I hope when LeGarrette Blount comes back, guys, I'm telling you right now, I never want to see this man touch the football again. He blows with a capital B. I can't stand the fact that he's in there. Yeah, he's a big back, you know, and you have people out there, oh, well, you know, a couple of years ago he had 5 yards per carry. Well, yeah, that's because he had, you know, 110 yards on 2 carries, and the rest of the time he was a 3.3 yards per carry guy. You know, just touched the ball 5 times tonight, most of the time down by the goal line, and couldn't get anything. 5 carries, 1 yard, and a long of 3. So that tells you right there that on the other 4 carries, you lost 2 yards. This guy bites a balls.
I would have to go ahead and agree there. I mean, he looked great a couple of years ago. We had a couple of huge games, but, I mean, I think that was more of like a circumstantial kind of situation. Kind of similar to Jonas Gray. I mean, it was kind of similar to Jonas Gray when he played the Colts and had 4 touchdowns and a bunch of yards. But, I mean, I would like to see Jonas Gray playing instead of Bolden there. I think Gray would have had a better chance against the Steelers. You know, pretty tough defensive line and in the rain tonight. He had pretty low center of gravity. And, he's kind of a rumble, bumbling, stumbling kind of guy. And Bolden, I've never really fully believed in him. He's kind of a fluke kind of player. And, I mean, I trust the Patriots organization, but, I mean, I kind of doubt that one, that kind of move.
Well, Bolden is the starting running or not starting running back tonight, but got some touches tonight. Jonas Gray happens to be on the practice squad for the Miami Dolphins, so that means 31 other teams don't believe he's good enough to start on the on a roster. The Miami Dolphins, of course, brought him back as he was part of the Miami Dolphins team a few years ago. But yeah, Brandon Bolden sucked. Next week we get LeGarrette Blount back. He of course was suspended tonight for a game because he likes that cig of weed with I can't say his first name, and I told Bobby Kravitsky I couldn't. So just L. Bell, the two of them, they just like to have that that cig of weed in their mouth and have a good time. But Patriots, of course, win tonight, 20-21. Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio, 929-477-2386 is the call-in number. Of course, you can always hit us up at CLNS Radio. Talk about the game tonight. Drew Kennedy, of course, will be tweeting some things out, getting your questions. We'll answer them on the air if you're too afraid to call in. But it's a Thursday night. No, it's a Thirsty Thursday, so I hope you all had a couple cocktails tonight. As Tom Brady said, let's all get a little lubed up. So, Bill, what was your big surprise for this game?
I mean, has to be the run defense. I mean, you know, they played decent during the preseason, you know. They struggled the run defense during the past. You know, D'Angelo Williams is a guy who averaged 33 yards a game last year, comes in and just ran all over the defense tonight, and it was terrible. You know, it's something you can't be acceptable. They're going up against Le'Veon Bell. Who knows what he would have done to that team tonight. You know, I mean, you've seen it in the past, you know, when they played Denver a few years ago. When they had no Sean Marino, let him get his rushing yards, get his carries, and let Peyton beat you with his arm. And they're playing great pass defense, but you know they can't do that week in and week out. You know, letting guys just run all over them. So that's something I think they really need to improve on going forward, especially going up against Buffalo next week with LeSean McCoy, who's one of the best backs in the league.
Yeah, well, how much is the Patriots, you know, basically trying to shut down Antonio Brown, which they didn't exactly do tonight, and how much of it is, you know, the fact that their defense was poor against the run? The first carry for D'Angelo Williams tonight, 18 yards, and then he had another long of, I think it was 37. Take away those two. They did decent, not great. They had a tough time setting the edge tonight, and of course, a 28-21 victory is great. Patriots start off the season at 1-0. You know, so there's a lot of good things to talk about, but yeah, that's one of those bad things. And I felt like Rob Ninkovich had a tough night setting the edge. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I know we would have liked to see more from Ninkovich, and I think the whole pass, the Packers as a whole, you know, could have improved. You know, Jabal Sheard came live at the end of the game, having that sack and had a few nice plays, you know, towards the end, had the hands to the face call at the end, and just, you know, even a few tries before that, he started coming alive more. You know, I think the pass rush we saw do so well during this preseason. I think they kind of struggled tonight against the Steelers' offensive line, which isn't too great. I don't know if they're trying to, you know, focus more on cutting away the short pass, you know, but they're trying to stop Antonio Brown, who's one of the best wide receivers in the league, or what. But you know, I would have liked to see them get out the quarterback a little more. You know, Roethlisberger is one of the hardest to take down, so not even, but. You know, just getting, you know, just forcing him out of the pocket or closing the pocket, and just giving him less time to throw the ball. I think they really need to improve on.
There we go. Now you're listening to the CLNS Radio Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio Network. I'm your host, Jeff Kane, along with Bill Bodell and Drew Kennedy here, talking Patriots for about the next 45 minutes. We got our first caller on the line from the 203. We're going to bring you on right now. Who are we talking to tonight?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Adam. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Adam? Adam called, of course, last week, had some funny things to say about Rex Ryan. Adam, what did you think about tonight's game?
What's that?
What did you think about tonight's game?
Oh, I thought it was a great game. Real state in the game. Gronk came out looking great. Obviously, the Steelers talked about trying to stop him, and clearly that wasn't the case. I was really surprised by the way a lot of the players played. And everything, especially Lewis and a few others. Unfortunately, I thought our pass rush and our front seven was really going to play a lot better. Although they did hold Ben to just one touchdown, I kind of felt that they struggled a little bit to get to the quarterback a lot of times. I just kind of felt like he had a lot of time to throw the ball and get it to Antonio Brown, who's obviously extremely talented receiver and everything. But overall, I think, you know, this game was definitely a statement game. I think Brady came out there and just kind of lit it up. Edelman was his usual self. I mean, big key downs. He was making great plays. And obviously, he was a huge part of that offense and everything like that. You know, Gronk is just a presence and everything like that. So, I mean, I'm extremely happy about the game. Watching the post-game, you know, interview and everything like that, I hate the fact that we already have a controversy with the whole, you know, radio issue with the, you know, obviously they're hearing the Patriots radio and everything come across. And apparently that happens a lot. And for most people, you know, I know they're going to come off and say it's the Patriots that were controlling that, but it is the NFL that controls those headsets and the radio stations and everything that goes with that. So hopefully some of the fans out there will actually listen to the commentary and understand that that's controlled by the NFL and that happens everywhere. But it's unfortunate on the first night that we already have a controversy. And I feel like just with everything this offseason, everything that's going on, it feels like the NFL is already looking for the Patriots some way to bring them down. And I just love how the fans tonight were chanting about Goodell. And it was just an amazing game. And I'm really happy the way the Patriots played overall. And I think going forward, it's going to be a great season.
Yeah, and like you were saying, you know, at this point, it's pretty much the Patriots versus the NFL. They're going to try doing everything they can and say anything about the Patriots. I'm sure this will be something on ESPN tomorrow because they just love trash in the past on, you know, the radios not working for Pittsburgh or wherever the whole controversy was during the game. But also, like you said, Edelman played great tonight like he does every week. He, you know, he's really so underrated throughout the league. He catches everything. He just doesn't give up. He fights for every yard. He's one of the toughest guys in the league. Catches everything. He's just always open. He's just the most, you know, one of the most reliable guys. I think he had 10 or 11 catches per night for over 100 yards. You know, he just finds a way to get open. He's so reliable for his offense. And so great, you know, great for Brady because it just, you know, gives him always something and it opens up everything else for guys like, you know, Gronk, of course, and Deion Lewis had a great game tonight. Chandler, who will probably get more involved in the offense, you know, throughout the week. Tim's Amendola, and then having Blount back, you know, it just sets the offense a whole different length. They're having so many different options and possibilities for them to run. So having him go out and, you know, be able to separate the field, be able to draw double teams at all different points is huge for this offense.
I'll have to go ahead and agree there. I mean, my favorite part about Edelman is after every catch, he looks at the guy who is defending him, and he's saying a few words to him, saying he's letting them know who he is. He's making a name for himself in the NFL quickly. And I've loved him since day one, since he was a utility player for the Patriots, playing defense, offense, special teams. And my love for him has just grown and grown. I mean, you know, talking about Gronk, how can you not love Gronk? I mean, even if you're a fan of the Giants or any other team, the Jets, how can you not love Gronk? I mean, you watch him play, not only is he dominant, but he's having fun and he's just having a good time. And that's what football and sports are all about. It's a game, after all. It's about having fun. It's not about all these controversies and you know, distracting from what the game really is. And Gronk really brings that back home. And I'm just so tired of everyone trying to grasp and reach for the next controversy with the Patriots. They just can't get over the fact that we're arguably the best franchise in the history of the NFL. I mean, when Kraft took over the organization, I think it was $147 million was the worth of the team. Now it's worth $2.6 billion. I mean, that's just one franchise in the whole NFL. I mean, it's just sickening that people from all over the league, you know, not only the NFL, you know, headquarters and office, you know, going after Brady and the organization, but all these fans who are just, you know, sore about and salty and crusty about the Patriots as being dominant. And given, you know, Adam was over here earlier, I really appreciated what the comments he had to make. You know, he was being fair and reasonable about the controversies, you know, all the claims being made about it. And it's really, you know, it's disheartening hearing all these fans just grasping to these, you know, these petty comments about all the Flategate and Spygate when we have four rings. Do you really think, you know, recording some plays or slightly underinflating footballs will win us four championships in the NFL?
Obviously, Drew.
I mean,
you know,
I mean, obviously, listen, I'll completely come out and say the Patriots were wrong for Deflategate. You know, they were filming from the wrong area. It was a little bit arrogant. They got caught. They
you
got
mean Spygate, right?
Not Deflategate. Spygate, my bad.
Deflategate didn't even exist. That was all BS. Okay, Spygate, yeah. I agree. That happened, but you're right. Like you just said, we put our camera in a little bit more ballsy of a position than other teams. And can you really blame us for that? I mean, we were just trying to get the edge because we want to be winners, and that's all it comes down to.
Exactly. It's like stealing signs in baseball as far as I'm concerned. It's just we got, you know, if you watch the Do Your Job thing the other night, you saw Ernie Adams. That guy's a freaking genius. He can, you know,
right.
He can, you know, it's unbelievable. But, you know, we got another call on the line. Before we bring him back in, I heard you mention, you know, Bob Kraft buying the team for 994. It's crazy because this stadium and Foxborough Stadium has been sold out ever since he bought that team. I'll give you a little history lesson here. On 12/26/1993, we all thought the Patriots would be gone. Day after Christmas, I was 15 years old, walked up to Foxborough Stadium with my father, my cousins, my uncles, a bunch of friends, bought 40-yard line seats down in the lower bowl. That's how bad things were. You could walk up day of the game and buy tickets. Of course, that was Bledsoe's rookie year. They won 30-0 over Jeff George and the Indianapolis Colts. We've always had the Colts number, but what are you going to do?
Oh, I've heard the exact same stories from my stepdad before. You know, I mean, talking about the days when the Patriots were just garbage. And that year when we somehow made it to the Super Bowl and just got, you know, blown out by the Packers, you know, they really just never thought the Patriots organization would become what it is today. And here we are, you know, 4 rings later, arguably the best quarterback ever to play the game, best coach to ever coach the game, arguably the best franchise. And it's a story. I mean, I had chills all night reading all these facts on Twitter about the history of the team and Brady, all the records he holds. And I just feel so fortunate to be part of such an awesome fan base and a fan of an awesome organization. And it's just an inspiration, honestly.
Yeah, definitely. All right. We're going to bring our next caller in from the 207. His name is John. John, how you doing tonight, my friend?
I just want a question for you. Oh, how's it going? How's it going, guys?
What's up, John?
I just want to make a comment. Rob Gronkowski played a phenomenal game tonight. Can you guys all agree with that?
Oh, I don't
course,
think
absolutely.
Anyone can say
there's
no.
There's no question. There's no question at all.
All right.
I mean, I think
the guy is a robot.
I think he's going to go down as the best tight end in history, even better than Gonzalez. I mean, you can't stop the guy unless you hurt him.
That's what
you
I
know,
thought as well.
As one of our cohorts, Billy Wyatt, said earlier in the in night when we were all talking on our Patriots beat chat, he said, Rob Gronkowski was the guy that you made in Madden. And I'm telling you right now, yes, he is exactly the guy you made in Madden. The only difference is when I made him, his name was Jeff Kane, and he was a beast.
The only difference between my player and him is my player was a quarterback and weighed like 400 pounds because, you know, I was that kind of kid.
I have a personal question for Bill. You made a really good remark about Rob Gronkowski. Bill, are you still on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
How do you think?
think John got a little too lubed up tonight. What's up, John? You have a question for Bill?
Yeah, question. You're going to laugh, bud.
Sorry. My phone's breaking up. How do you think Fuller's fantasy football team is going to do with Gronkowski with all the touchdowns? You got 3 touchdowns, correct? 3 or 4.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I had some fancy woes my own tonight. I had Edelman playing and Brown and Big Ben, and I was facing Gronkowski, and it was such a bittersweet night. I mean, but obviously, Pats prevail. I'm so happy that Gronk's dominating, so happy that Brady's dominating, and overall, the Patriots are playing pretty well and on the book loaded.
Super. John, thanks a lot for the call. We hope to hear you again on the Patriots postgame
One
show
more
here
thing.
On the Field of Strength.
We love the Pats.
There we go, kid. Love. love Patriots Nation. How can you not love Patriots Nation as the New England Patriots are victorious tonight in the home opener, defending the Super Bowl championship 28-21 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pretty good night all around. You know, they gave up a lot of yards. Bend but don't break. A little bit of back. But as you heard earlier on the NBC broadcast, you know, Rodney Harrison has come out and said that the Patriots will play things pretty vanilla the first couple weeks in the secondary, and then as they grow a little more confidence, they'll bring things up. So what do you guys think about this secondary? We obviously saw Malcolm Butler have some good plays against Antonio Brown, especially that first catch by Antonio Brown. You couldn't get in better coverage, and somehow Brown catches one.
Oh,
right now,
man.
I think Brown's the best man out there. But
absolutely.
You know, he had some good times, he had some bad times, but he did all right. Drew, what do you think?
I mean, you can't hope to stop Antonio Brown. You can only hope to contain him. And Butler coming into his, you know, this season, he had a lot of pressure on him coming into the season. You know, Revis gone, Arrington gone. And I really think he's up to the challenge tonight. I mean, he was covering arguably the best receiver in the league right now with a great quarterback, you know, as given Big Ben. And you can't ask for much more in the first game of the year. I mean, the defensive line struggled. The offensive line struggled. I mean, a lot of the players struggled besides, you know, some of the marquee names like, you know, Tom Brady and Gronkowski, Edelman. But I really think Butler pulled together and played a great game. McCourty had a pretty good game. Who did that pick? It was Logan Ryan or it was Harmon, right?
Harmon, yep.
I mean, that's a big pick, you know, at the end of the game like that. I mean, I like to see him stepping up like that more. I mean, overall, I'm not too worried about the defense. Our defensive line is pretty deep. Probably the deepest position on the team right now. Struggled a little bit, but I mean, that's going to be, you know, kind of assume or implied given the first game of the year. And we always seem to work things out. I mean, I'm a firm believer in, believe in Belichick. So I'm not too worried about it. The only thing I like to see improvement on is the offensive line, which is kind of understandable given, you know, the absence of Ryan Stork and Ryan Wendell today. I mean, come, you know, mid-season, we're going to be in good shape.
CLNS Radio and the CLNS Beat podcast series and Audible are giving you a free audiobook for the world's largest online library. Audible.com, a leading provider of audiobooks with more than 180,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, sports, and periodicals. Simply go to audiblepodcast.com/Celtics to claim your free audiobook. You know what? If you can't read a book, you can listen to a book. You know, you listen while you're driving. Go on to audible.com and, you know, of course, audiblepodcast.com/Celtics and claim your free audio book. I think I'll do that after the thing. I think I'll read maybe they'll have Steve Belichick's book on scouting, and I can just become a genius like Bill Belichick himself.
I mean, Bill Belichick, I mean, given his history, coming from the Browns organization, almost a laughable, you know, franchise, coming to the Patriots and really shaping it into his own legacy. It's just, you know, a story for history. It's just a great story.
Definitely a phenomenal story. Bill, what's your thoughts tonight as far as the main man, Tom Brady, of course, coming back after defeating Deflategate? Deflategate defeated. What are your thoughts on how Tom Brady played tonight?
No, he played great. The four touchdowns, 288 yards, I believe, 29 or 35. You know, he came out great. Just, like, everyone excited. He's going to come out, you know, on a mission, man on a mission, like, you know, like we've seen him many times before when he's, you know, one thing you don't want to do is piss Tom Brady off, and that's what the league has done. And, you know, the way he looked tonight and could look for the rest of the season, not going to look good for the rest of the league. And, you know, he just came out and did what he needed to do, you know, coming off, you know, a relatively slow preseason, which, he's done in the past. Came back, strong performance, decent defense in Pittsburgh, but came out, you know, not too many great circumstances, but, you know, weather-wise, still threw the ball pretty well. Had about one drop by Lewis towards the end of the game, which really would have sealed the deal completely. But, you know, overall, he played well. Had that one throw to Amendola, I believe it was, who he, you know, began, I believe, the first quarter, he could have made better. But besides that, he could have done, you know, he played fantastic tonight.
The FanDuel toll-free call lines are now open. The toll-free number is 929-477-2386. And remember, do you love FanDuel as much as me? Hit me up on Twitter, at BostonFatGuy, and let me know. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code, Patriots, and sign up for special free offers for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. A bonus of up to $200. Offer is good for the first 50 people that use my code, Patriots, today. Don't forget to use my code Patriots, FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. The FanDuel toll-free call lines are now open. You can set 929-477-2386 as we recap the New England Patriots moving on to 1-0 to start the season. I tell you guys, this feels a lot better than last year when they started out 0-1 against Miami, and the defense fell apart in the second half. The offense fell apart in the second half. This game right now, they came out in the second half, and while they didn't absolutely dominate, they cruised to a victory. It never seemed like it was in peril. And one thing that I want to talk about is the defense, because yes, the defense gave up a lot of yards, and yes, it was the bend but don't break, and a lot of people in Patriots Nation hate the bend but don't break. They believe that you cannot win a world championship without an elite cornerback, without getting after the quarterback, but I'll tell you right now, in 2001, they were able to win with a bend but don't break defense. In 2004, same thing, bend but don't break defense was able to win. The most important thing all night long was going into the third quarter. Patrick Chung on a third down does a pass interference. Steelers then have six straight plays inside the 10-yard line and only come away with a field goal. You got to be pretty happy about that, right, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. That's probably, you know, one of the better points for the defense tonight. That, you know, starting the team out in general at the 1-yard line, no easy task. When you have a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, you know, 6'6", 240, he can easily just run through the middle himself. You know, they have one of, if not the best wide receiver in Antonio Brown, a very good wide receiver, tight end in Heath Miller, and, you know, just running the ball up the middle, it's a pretty easy thing to do against 1 yard. And they really, you know, they showed promise. They showed very good signs of just not letting up there. You know, there was a penalty. I could be wrong. I was trying to think back. I think there was a holding call on Pittsburgh during that drive, so it knocked them back, which definitely helped New England out. But, you know, just overall, going very, you know, stopping. It's not no easy task stopping anybody in the goal line, especially four plays from the one. So it's very good. You know, when they struggle during the night, you know, getting the ball run up the middle on them all day, you know, showing up at the goal line. It's like teams the past few years, they've had, you know, to get the ball run over on them and make plays for that. So, I mean, you don't want to see the ball move up and down the field on them, but, you know, as long as you don't let a point, it's always a good sign.
Drew, yeah, what do you think about that stop?
Just one point for me. I mean, sometimes we let up a good amount of yardage, you know, outside of the red zone. But when it comes to the red zone, it seems like our defense always steps up and makes the play that's necessary. I mean, tonight, I think we held them to 3 or 4 field goals, and luckily the Pittsburgh kicker missed 2 of them somehow. But, I mean, our defense has always been great in the red zone, and you couldn't ask for much more than that, limiting them to field goals instead of touchdowns, and that wins games right there, I'll tell you that much.
What did Pittsburgh give up for Josh Scobie?
That's a good question.
Too much, that's all I know.
That's a pretty good answer.
Missing 2 straight field goals to start off his Pittsburgh Steelers career. And that really changed the spotlight of the whole entire game. You go from the Patriots possibly being down 3-0 to start the game to being able to get the ball. They didn't score on their first drive when they got the ball back, but after a punt, they were able to move the ball down the field and get that touchdown goal 7-0, and then after another missed field goal, they were able to go down the field again and get up to 14-0. So big changes in the game there. It's those little things.
Absolutely.
It's that missed field goal.
Absolutely.
And you look at a guy like Steven Gostkowski, guys. Gostkowski doesn't really miss, and with a new new field goal point after attempt coming for 33 yards out, this could be, at some point this year, Steven Gostkowski is going to win you a game because he can knock in an extra point that other people can't.
I have to go ahead and agree there again, as usual, Jeff. I mean, Gostkowski is arguably the best kicker in the league. That's kind of why he got the franchise tag and why he's the first kicker picked in pretty much every fantasy league. And I just looked it up right now. The Steelers will send a late-round pick to the Jags for Scobie, and they were in pretty dire straits. I think it was Garrett Hartley and Sean Schwisham who got injured for them, and Scobie is pretty rough. And, you know, kicking in Heinz Field is not easy. Kicking in Foxborough, not easy to do, and Gostkowski is able to do that. That's the difference between, you know, Gostkowski and Scobie and every other kicker in the league.
How lucky are the New England Patriots with the fact since 1996, other than when they had Shane Graham in there when Gostkowski hurt his leg in the 2011 season. Since 1996, they've pretty much had two kickers, Adam Vinatieri and Steven Gostkowski.
Two legendary kickers at that. I mean, Adam Vinatieri is going down the record books, you know. He's been clutch, or he was clutch for the Patriots, you know, back in the early 2000s. And he's been very consistent for the Indianapolis Colts, you know, better than their defense.
One thing I want to say here, guys, is it's kind of the Tom Brady show because, of course, Brady, Deflategate defeated as he comes out and throws four touchdowns today. Just an unbelievable night for Tom Brady. Also became the all-time winningest quarterback for one team with 161 career wins with the New England Patriots, passing Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. Another crazy stat here. Going back to the Super Bowl, Tom Brady last five quarters, 38 of 47, 412 yards, six touchdowns, and no interceptions. Talk about that.
It's clearly because, you know, the balls are underdeflated and it's easier to catch. That's clearly why. I mean, there's no question about it. No, it's solely because he is the greatest quarterback to have ever played the game. And when he wins his fifth ring, there's going to be no question about that. No one's going to say Montana was better. No one's going to say Bradshaw was better. It has to be Tom Brady.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know,
go ahead.
You know, he just shows how great he's played. You know, he is the greatest to ever play. You know, he just goes out there against, you know, great defenses every, like you brought the stats up against Seattle, goes out this week, you know, a decent defense in Pittsburgh, which, you know, just does his job, does everything he needs to do, you know, year in, year out, the past 16 years. So he's just the best to play, and he's just going to continue to do it, you know, game in every week. So
you're listening to the CLNS Radio Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio Network, and CLNS Radio is the best of written, spoken, and watched Boston sports coverage. The best audiovisual. Turn CLNS Radio's YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/CLNS Radio. High-definition locker room interviews, full-length locker room interviews, the Garden Report HD postgame show shot right on the parquet floor at TD Garden. Don't forget to subscribe to the CLNS Radio YouTube channel by going youtube.com/CLNS Radio. Again, Patriots 28, Steelers 21. A great game tonight for the New England Patriots. I tell you, there were some good things. There were some bad things. We talked about the offensive line. They played well. The fact that we got Deion Lewis right there, and I said it earlier in the thing, you know, give me Deion Lewis or give me a pass. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want the ball in Bolden's hands.
Ever.
James White, I don't even think he got a carry tonight, did he? Which is surprising.
No,
I don't believe so.
I really thought he was going to be, you know, the go-to third down back, but it looks like Deion Lewis is the new go-to. And, I mean, if Blount's, you know, getting, you know, the short carries for the first downs or goal line carries, and Deion Lewis is, you know, kind of the new Vereen or the new Ridley, I am perfectly happy with that. He played very well against Steelers defensive line tonight, and looking bright going into his future.
Yeah, I hope Bolden does not receive another carry for the rest of the season. I'll have him blown back. He's 10 times better than Bolden. Bolden just should not be on offense. He's a good special team player, but that's really about it. He can't run the ball. He can't find the open hole. He's not quick enough. He just should not be out there on offense. And, you know, we know Belichick loves versatility in players, and that's pretty much why Bolden is on this team, because it was a special teams play. Don't blame it on offense.
That's a good point. I mean, I'm seeing now, following Twitter live, Deion Lewis, I know he played great, but he had that fumble. But he's really taken at the heart, and he knows he could have cost the Patriots the game, you know, in the red zone like that. And I really think, you know, Belichick likes, you know, a comment like that, because, you know, Belichick, you know, he benched Ridley for several games because he fumbled so much. And it's really, you know, a telltale sign of, you know, the character of a player when he's really, acknowledging his mistake like that. You know, Deion Lewis, again, looking, you know, like a bright future.
Definitely looking like a bright future. And, you know, you said that, Vereen and stuff like that. I look at Deion Lewis and I see Danny Woodhead. I see Danny Woodhead 100%. Yeah, you know, the ability to make people miss. Vereen was great out of the backfield, could do a couple of things, but something about Danny Woodhead, and I missed him when he was gone. You know, you were able to give him the ball on a draw or, you know, pass over the middle, and he'd make a couple things miss. And on that play where he got down to the 1 yard line and fumbled, that was classic Danny Woodhead right there. I mean, caught the ball in the run, made a couple people a miss, and you know, was right down there. I thought for sure he was going to score. Of course, they fumbled, and Rob Gronkowski missed to do everything, dove on, and then got hit into the end zone. But just a really good game today by Deion Lewis. I was very, very impressed with the way he ran. I know offensive line is something to it's not sexy. It's not great. But my hat's off to Nate Solder, Klein, Andrews, Jackson, and Vollmer. Soldier had a couple bad plays.
I was kind of disappointed with those penalties he had. I mean, I kind of wish better from him. But I mean, penalties happen. It's part of the game. He'll learn from his mistakes. Overall, the offensive line, I agree. Offensive line played pretty well given all the injuries and all the confusion, the kind of the question marks going into the season.
I can't agree with you guys more. I cannot anymore. You're listening to the CLNS Radio Patriots postgame show here on CLNS Radio. We'll be live for about another 10 minutes here. If you want to get in your last-minute phone calls on the FanDuel toll-free line, 929-477-2386. Otherwise, you got to listen to us three idiots continue to talk about the New England Patriots. And hey, I can talk about
the New England Patriots
all day long. Guys, we always, at this point of the game, this point of the podcast, we like to go out and give our offensive and defensive players of the game. So, Bill, I'll start with you first if you'd like to give the offense and defensive player of the game for yourself.
We'd try going a little bit away. You know, of course, Brady going to try and Gronk. I'm going to give it to Deion Lewis just because, you know, Brady, Gronk, and Edelman, they go in every week. And, you know, they put up great numbers every week and do – they lead the offense. Deion Lewis, he was really a difference maker out there, you know, with the 69 yards receiving, 51 rushing. You know, he was definitely, Pittsburgh had problems stopping him. They had no, either the first or second drive out there, he had just the two curl routes, 10-yard curls, 10 or two plays in a row. And, you know, they just weren't stopping him. Looked 50 out there, made some plays, made plays all throughout the game. So I think he was really a difference maker for this team. You know, besides that, that fumble at the one, that late drop at the end of the field, he played fantastic tonight. Filled in that, you know, Danny Woodhead role, Shane Vereen role, and played great. Defensively, I think the defense played all right tonight. Malcolm Brown played all right. Did saw him all right out there a little bit, making some plays. Jabal Sheard played well towards the end. Butler looked decent, but, I think he'll play better towards the year goes on. You know, going out there playing, covering, you know, probably the top wide receiver in the league, led the league in receptions last year. So I'd probably have to go Malcolm Brown, maybe Jabal Sheard on the defensive side.
Excellent. Drew, what do you think?
I definitely have to agree with Deion Lewis getting the offensive player of the game. He definitely was the X factor out there. Without him consistently being able to run the ball, I don't think the passing game would have been what it was tonight. However, given it's, you know, the first game of the season and we all, you know, weren't sure if Brady was going to play and we weren't sure if how great he was going to play given how poorly the offensive line played in the preseason, I'm going to go ahead and give it to Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. Coming out here, 3 touchdowns. How many yards tonight? I'm not even sure.
288.
No, it was 4 touchdowns.
288. Only seven incompletions. I mean, he's the greatest offensive player of the game right there. Defensive player of the game, Malcolm Butler played a great game on Antonio Brown. Hightower, I feel like I noticed him the most, making big tackles, being all over plays, coming in late to plays. And, you know, Jamie Collins, he actually had the communication headset on tonight in his helmet. And I think that, you know, speaks volumes to what kind of defensive player he is. He was communicating all the plays to the rest of the defense. So if I had to pick one, I think I'm going to go ahead and pick Jamie Collins. I've always liked him as a player, and I've always liked him. I mean, he had a few rough plays through bowl, you know, covering some passes, but I really like him. I think he has a lot of potential, and him coming out there and communicating the plays to the defense over Hightower and over Mayo, I think that speaks a lot, you know, to him as a player. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Jamie Collins as defensive player of the game.
Well, there you go. On the Page Beat podcast earlier this week, I picked Tom Brady to be my offensive player of the game, and I will stick with that as Tom Brady. Again, only 7 incompletions, 288 yards, passing,
that's right,
4 touchdowns, all 4 to tight ends. That reminds you a little bit of back in the day when he used to do that kind of stuff. And all right with that. My defensive player of the game, I think it's Dante Hightower. He continued his solid play from the Super Bowl. The injured shoulder that many people were wondering if he'd make it back for game one looks to be fine. 6 tackles total, 2 assists and a sack, you know, taking down Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, absolutely doing like the DDT and taking him right down. So that was absolutely huge in my eyes for the New England Patriots as they improve to 1-0, or start the season really off 1-0 with a 28-21 victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, the official CLNS Radio Boston Sports Podcast app is here. Did you know that you can enjoy all of your favorite Boston sports podcasts from one place on your Android or iPhone? With the exciting news coming, an exciting contest for our loyal listeners, CLNS Radio is giving away 2 tickets to a Celtics game to a lucky fan. The best part is entering the contest is easy. All you have to do is download our new app, then give it a rating or review on iTunes or Stitcher. Really, it's that simple. Starting October 31st, 2015, one of the first 500 fans to meet the above criteria will be randomly selected to win the Loge tickets. Good luck to everyone. Thanks for making CLNS Radio your home for sports podcasts. Download it right now, www.clnsradio.com/iOSfree for your Apple product, or www.clnsradio.com/android for your Android phone. Of course, I'm an iPhone user. I don't know what you guys use, but I already have the app, and I get to listen to myself, which is pretty cool because I like to talk.
I'm currently downloading it as we speak. That is, you know, I'm pretty excited we have an app now. That's kind of the way everything's going nowadays, is mobile. And I'll be sure to be listening to it in my car, my headphones, walking to class. I think it's great that CLNS has an app now for all the podcasts.
It's a wonderful thing. Listen, guys, final thoughts on today's game.
You can't be upset with how the game went today. Brady dominated, Gronk dominated, Edelman did his thing. Deion Lewis, very promising. Defense, a few question marks, but, I mean, we're going in the right direction. Only the first game of the season, very promising. Not worried at all about the regular season.
Bill, what's your thoughts on the final game?
I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you. You know, Brady played great tonight. Connected with Gronk and Edelman a lot. Deion Lewis played well, coming in, filling that role that we needed on offense. You know, we'd like to see maybe switch it up a little bit, just because with get Amendola or Dobson involved a little bit more, switch the offensive pace up a little bit, because it eventually won't work every week, at least. Can't get Gronk and Edelman 90% of the reception, so a little bit, switch it up a little bit, change the pace, going up against Rex Ryan's defense next week. Now he knows how to play New England to a degree, and defensively, they played all right. Definitely a lot of stuff they need to work on, both in the secondary and front seven. So, good signs, good start off, but definitely some improvement that needs to be made.
Great segue there, Bill, because the next question is, 10 days from now, the New England Patriots travel up to Buffalo and go to play the Ralph and Rex Ryan and his new team, the Buffalo Bills. That defense is going to be ready. What are your biggest concerns with coming up with the Buffalo Bills in 10 days? Drew.
The offensive line, hands down. I mean, Bills' defense is great. It's pretty high ranked in fantasy. If our offensive line is able to hold up against them, I think we have a great chance of beating them. I mean, even with our offensive line struggling a little bit, our offense is still high caliber. If offensive line is able to pull it together a little bit, you know, under the coach, Bill Belichick, I think we have a very, very strong chance of beating the Bills.
What are you thinking, Bill?
I agree with the offensive line. Bills have a great defense with Marcel Darius, who they just re-signed today. Kyle Williams, Mario Williams. Then defensively for us, stopping LeSean McCoy, who's one of the best running backs in the league, and also though he hasn't played, we haven't seen him yet. Tyrod Taylor, New England struggled in the past few years against mobile quarterbacks. So if we can try, playing contain with high tower Collins, something they're going to need to try doing. The past few years they've struggled against Geno Smith. Ryan Tannehill, just guys who can be mobile and can leave the pocket and also rush for some first yards, for some yards. So they can try doing that, try containing him, staying inside the pocket. I think that'll be beneficial to them and to the defense, to the secondary.
Excellent. You can hear my thoughts this week coming up on the Patriots Beat podcast. It'll be releasing next Thursday morning as Bobby Kravitsky and I will be talking a little bit about the New England Patriots, Pittsburgh Steelers, and, of course, coming up against the Buffalo Bills. I have been your host, Jeff Kane, and my co-host, Drew Kennedy, and Bill Bodell tonight. I'd like to thank both of them for coming on. Of course, this is it was wonderful for everyone to listen, everyone who called in. Just a great thing for everyone who called in. I really appreciate that. But this has been the Steelers Radio Postgame Show. I've been your host, Jeff Kane. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Lynda.com. This show has been brought to you by Lynda.com, Lynda.com. For your 10-day trial, go to www.lynda.com/CLNS. You'll get your free 10-day trial. And, of course, our phone lines and everything else like that, sponsored by FanDuel, your one-day fantasy football thing. I set my FanDuel lineup. I hope you did the same. Until next week, when the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots face off, this has been the CLNS Patriots Postgame.
Internet Sports Talk Radio, CLNS Radio.